This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, October 19th. God's word to you today is relevant. And our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 3, verses 13 to 14, and it says, "But Moses protested, 'If I go to the people of Israel and tell them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they will ask me, what is his name? Then what should I tell them?' God replied to Moses, 'I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you.'" I read this and wondered, Moses, why not just ask, what is your name? I want to know your name. Instead of narrating this long epistle about people asking and not knowing what to tell them, do you know his name, Moses? Are you not interested in knowing his name? However, God responded to Moses and said, "Say this to the people of Israel, I am who I am, sent me to you." Then Jesus shows up and says, "I am that very I am." Jesus is the express image of the invisible God. Jesus is the substance, the reality of the shadows of the things of the Old Testament. Jesus says, "Since you do not know of this I am, let me break it down to you. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I am the true vine. I am that I am." It is beautiful. Jesus is I am, and I am means I am the God of the present. I am the God of now. I am not just the God of ancients. I am not just God of the future. I am the God of now. Consistently relevant in the present from generation to generation to generation. He was relevant when there were analog clocks. He's still relevant when there are digital clocks. Do you know that some children do not know how to read time with analog clocks? But God is still God. He was God when you had to dial the telephone. And he is still God now that you use a touchscreen. He was God before Facebook, Snapchat, Google, and before social media. He is still God now. Guess what? When Facebook, Google, and social media become irrelevant to the coming generations, God will still be God. There is a generation that will be embarrassed to hear that we use the current social media platforms. You cannot fathom it. The same way the previous generation could not fathom the change. How many people know or even had a Walkman back then? It was the coolest thing after ice. But the new kid on the block is the iPod. But with all the changes that have happened and all the changes still happening, Jesus is still relevant. I am in the present. John 15 verses 10 and 12 says, "When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. This is my commandment, love each other in the same way I have loved you." When people hear God say, "Obey my commandment," they are thinking about 20 do's and don'ts, and God waiting to whack them on the head for failing. Just in case you are thinking like that, God took his time to explain what he means. "This is my commandment, love each other in the same way I have loved you." God's commandment is love the people around you, love the brethren. How? The same way he has loved you. There is no greater love than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. Love in a way that you can give your life. Read John 13 verses 34 and Ephesians 3 verse 19. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the vine and I am your branch. Because you are love, let love flow through me to the people around me. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.